The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, March 15th. What to know today about the ongoing peace talks between Russia and Ukraine, a warning from the UN, and a new plan to find housing for all the refugees. Also, President Biden may not get his way when it comes to the Federal Reserve, who could make or break the vote on Capitol Hill. Plus, a U.S. astronaut is depending on Russia to get him home, what NASA is saying about it, the latest celebrity to announce he's going to space, and why Dolly Parton said thanks but no thanks to a chance at another Hall of Fame honor. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Russia is keeping up its attacks against Ukraine, even as the two sides continue peace talks today. Negotiators for both countries have started another round of talks, with Ukraine hoping to find a way out of this war or at least allow more people to evacuate. But so far, no progress. Yesterday's talks were put on what was called a technical pause, so we'll see what happens when they restart today. There was a bit of optimism before the talks, but Russia's government has insisted it will not stop until all plans for the invasion are fulfilled. And those plans are already having devastating effects. The Red Cross is calling it nothing short of a nightmare for civilians. And that's especially true for the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. Russian forces have been surrounding the area for more than a week now, and it's seen some of Russia's most brutal shelling since the invasion began. Reports say hundreds of people have now finally been able to escape, but hundreds of thousands more are left behind, trapped, without heat, food, or clean water. A convoy of trucks that was on its way to help, carrying 100 tons of relief supplies and bringing buses to help evacuate people, was stopped again and not allowed into the city. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres showed his anger, saying Ukraine was, quote, being decimated before the eyes of the world, and that the impact on civilians is reaching terrifying proportions. Russian forces also continue to pound other areas all around Ukraine, including the capital city of Kyiv. Fox News reports one of its correspondents was just outside the capital covering the war when he was hurt. Benjamin Hall is a longtime war correspondent. The network says he was hospitalized, but at this point doesn't have many other details. United Nations now says more than 2.8 million Ukrainian refugees have fled their homes since the Russian invasion began. And many of those refugees, around 1.5 million, are believed to be in neighboring Poland. Polish authorities are now turning sports arenas into shelters. And two of the biggest cities in Poland are warning they're running out of supplies. In fact, nearly 10% of the population of Poland's capital, Warsaw, is now Ukrainian refugees. Others have fled to Hungary, Moldova, Slovakia, and other European countries. In fact, the British government, which has faced some criticism for its response to refugees already, is now trying something new. It'll pay residents £350, or about $456 a month, to house refugees. The program is called Homes for Ukraine, and anyone who can offer a reasonable room or home for at least 6 months and pass a criminal background check will be eligible for this money. Though critics worry the scheme will be too slow and complicated. To be continued. It looks like President Biden's plan to reshape or at least impact the Federal Reserve just hit a roadblock. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia said he will not support Biden's pick for a powerful position on the Federal Reserve Board. The reason? Her views on climate change. Biden nominated Sarah Bloom Raskin to be the Fed's vice chair of supervision, so it's essentially the Fed's top banking regulator. Well, Raskin has urged financial regulators and banks to better understand how climate change can impact the financial system and may want to shift spending away from fossil fuels. Senator Manchin is not a fan of that. He says America's economic experts should be focused on what he calls more pressing issues, like rising inflation and the cost of energy. And even though the White House calls Raskin one of the most qualified people to be nominated for the role, it's the Senate that gets to decide whether to confirm her or not. So Manchin may make or break her chances. Remember, the Senate is divided with 50 Republicans and 50 Democrats right now. And already, most Senate Republicans have made it clear they will not vote for her. So Democrats would need all the support they can get. And it looks like Senator Manchin is now a no-go. In fact, two centrist Republicans who possibly could have been swayed have also signaled they too will not vote for Raskin. Despite the doubts, the White House still plans to press ahead with her nomination. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve is making big moves this week. Today, the Fed begins its two-day policy meeting, and by the end of it tomorrow, the Fed is expected to raise interest rates in an effort to curb inflation. Stay tuned. Today is Equal Pay Day. It's meant to draw attention to the wage gap between men and women. So it represents how far into a new year the average American woman must work to make the same amount of money a man made the year prior. The latest government data from 2020 shows the average woman working full-time year-round earned 83 cents for every dollar paid to the average male counterpart. And the wage gap is even greater for most women of color. The organization that started Equal Pay Day encourages everyone to wear red today to help raise awareness, symbolizing how far in the red women are with their pay. Though a little bright spot, Equal Pay Day is a bit earlier this year, signaling at least a small improvement from years past. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. News has to travel fast, but hiring often takes longer than expected. In 2022, do not let the search for the best candidates slow down your growth. Find quality candidates fast with Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates, and you can invite them to apply right away. I know what a time-consuming process hiring usually is, and it's often when you're needing to fill the spot yesterday, right? That's why having everything in one place is so helpful. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer valid through March 31st. Go to Indeed.com/newsworthy to claim your $75 credit before March 31st. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Saturday Night Live star Pete Davidson is the latest celebrity to grab a ride to space. He's part of a six-person crew going on a Blue Origin rocket later this month. Of course, Blue Origin is the rocket company owned by Amazon's Jeff Bezos. They'll go up just to the edge of space, where they'll feel a few minutes of weightlessness, and then come right back down, for a total flight lasting about 10 minutes. Blue Origin already sent other celebs to space, like Star Trek star William Shatner and Good Morning America host Michael Strahan. This time, Pete Davidson is the trip's guest of honor, but Blue Origin did not reveal how much paying customers shelled out for their upcoming 10-minute joyride. They're set to blast off next week on March 23rd. By the way, you may not be able to afford to buy a ticket to space anytime soon, but at least your name could go. NASA is letting anyone add their names to a flash drive that'll go on its upcoming mission when its Orion spacecraft orbits the moon later this year. If you want to add your name, it's free. There's a link in our show notes. A U.S. astronaut's return home hangs in the balance as tensions with Russia escalate. After nearly a year in space, Mark Vandehei is slated to come home from the International Space Station on a Russian capsule on March 30th. But with the deadly conflict and punishing sanctions happening here on Earth, there have been some concerns and some unconfirmed reports that Vandehei could be left behind. Well, Russia's space corporation is denying those claims, though, and said it will, in fact, bring home the astronaut as planned. And NASA also is insisting that nothing has changed about his return home. And get this, when Vandehei does come home, he'll have already broken a record. As of today, he set the U.S. record for the longest stay in space, beating Scott Kelly's 340-day trip. The world record belongs to Russia, though, with 438 straight days in space. The U.S. and Russia are the prime operators of the International Space Station, which is set to retire by the year 2031. Ford is trying to get customers their vehicles faster, even during a global chip shortage. It's going to start selling and shipping some Ford Explorer SUVs without all their features, at least temporarily. We've reported before the chip shortage impacted production at some auto factories. So now, instead of waiting on those chips, Ford says it'll move forward with sales without them. The missing chips will mean those Explorers will not have some features like rear heating and air conditioning controls. But Ford says once the parts come in, they can be installed at a dealership. And a Ford spokesman said, in the meantime, customers will get a discount. More than 2 years into the pandemic, and you can finally unlock your Apple iPhone with a mask on. The newly released iOS 15.4 update unleashes that feature for Face ID, along with some other new options like AirTag anti-stalking alerts, Siri's new gender-neutral voice, and the Tap to Pay feature, which allows an iPhone to essentially turn into a credit card reader, no other equipment required. The new update is an option for the iPhone 6 and later, except for the Face ID mask unlock feature, which only works on the iPhone 12 or later models. By the way, one of the most anticipated features of Apple's latest updates is actually not for the iPhone. It's universal control, and it lets you drag your cursor across multiple Macs and iPads like they're one continuous computer. A music icon is telling the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, thanks, but no thanks. Dolly Parton, who's already inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame, is pulling out of this year's Rock Hall nominations, saying she has not earned that right, but hopes the committee will keep her in mind for the future if she's ever worthy. She explained she does not want to take votes away from other nominees, but said she'd love to make a rock and roll album one day. Parton made the Rock Hall's shortlist alongside other first-time nominees like Eminem, Lionel Richie, Duran Duran, and A Tribe Called Quest. We'll find out who actually gets the Hall of Fame honor in May of this year. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Masterworks. We all know Oprah Winfrey is a role model, icon, and billionaire media mogul. But our sponsor Masterworks points out she's also an art investor. In 2006, Oprah reportedly purchased a painting by Gustav Klimt at Christie's for an astounding $88 million. Then she resold it for $150 million in 2016. That's a staggering $62 million in profit. She's not necessarily doing it because she's rich. From what I can tell with everything she does, she's a business genius. So why doesn't everyone get involved in the blue chip art market? Of course, most don't have millions to buy paintings outright, like Oprah. But thanks to the company Masterworks, the high-cost barrier has come crumbling down. Now you can invest in masterpieces by Picasso, Warhol, and Banksy without building a media empire first. And yes, they're giving the Newsworthy listeners access. So what are you waiting for? Head to masterworks.art/newsworthy to learn more. That's masterworks.art/newsworthy. See important Regulation A disclosures at masterworks.io/CD. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, which U.S. state has the longest cave system in the world? You can answer the question and play along on Instagram. Just find and follow us at NewsworthyPod. Look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, who was Sports Illustrated's first female sportsperson of the year? The answer is Billie Jean King. Sports Illustrated first launched the award back in 1954, but it wasn't until nearly two decades later that a woman, Billie Jean King, took home the honor. It was 1972, and the then 29-year-old tennis star had captured three major titles that year alone. She's now 78 years old and has had quite the career, including 39 Grand Slam tennis titles and 20 Wimbledon victories. And Sports Illustrated has gone on to honor other women with the award, like runner Mary Decker in 1983, who was nicknamed Double Decker after dramatically winning the World Championships in Helsinki. And the whole U.S. women's national soccer team scored the honor in 1999 when they defeated China in a shootout at the World Cup. And then there's tennis great Serena Williams, who was named the Sportsperson of the Year in 2015 after winning three Grand Slam titles that year. And U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe won the award back in 2019. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.